नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं बुधीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th canto chapter 12 text number 42। आत्मांश भूतं तां मायां 44 yesterday we read 41 right। Oh, I see. So we'll study the 3 slokas. Okay. Yam mam apruchas tvam upecha yoga. Yam mam apruchas tvam upecha yoga. समा सहस्रांता उपारतम् वै समा सहस्रांता उपारतम् वै सयेशा साक्षान् पुरुषः पुराणो सयेश साक्षात् पुरुष पुराणो नयत्र कालो विशते न वेदः नयत्र कालो विशते न वेदः यम् माम् अपृच्छस्त्वम् उपेच्य योगा यम् माम् अपृच्छस्त्वम् उपेच्य योगा समा सहस्रांत उपारतं वै समा सहस्रांत उपारतं वै सयेश साक्षात् पुरुष पुराणो सयेश साक्षात् पुरुष पुराणो नयत्र कालो विशते न वेदः यम् माम् अपृच्छस्त्वम् उपेच्य योगा समा सहस्रांत उपारतं वै स एष साक्षात् पुरुष पुराणो नयत्र कालो विशते न वेदः। Yam, about whom? Mam, from me. Aprucha, inquired. Tam, you. Upecha, coming near me. Yoga, from performing mystic yoga. Sama, years. Sahasrante, at the end of 1000. Uparatam, ceasing. Why? Indeed. Saha, he. Esha, he is. Sakshat, directly. Purushaha, the supreme person. Puranaha, the original. Na, not. Yatra, where. Kalaha, eternal time. Vishate, can enter. Na, nar. Vedaha, the Vedas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When I finished performing mystic yoga for 1000 years, you asked me upon whom I was meditating. Now, here is that supreme person to whom time has no entrance and who the Vedas cannot understand. Please repeat. When I finished performing mystic yoga for 1000 years, you asked me upon whom I was meditating. Now, here is that supreme person to whom time has no entrance and who the Vedas cannot understand. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Eternal time enters anywhere and everywhere, but it cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nor can the Vedas understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an indication of the Lord's being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanusute Deve Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Namo Shivaya, Krishna Krishna. I'd like to seek the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas here before doing this service of speaking Bhagavatam. So here, the story of how Lord Shiva wants to see the form of the woman form of the Lord, Mohini Murti. Kapata Yuvati Vesho Mohayan Yaha Surarimsha Surarim. Kapata Yuvati Vesho Mohayan Mohayan Yaha Surarim. Lord Shiva wants to see this form, woman form of the Lord, and when the Lord shown this form, Lord Shiva got confused and bewildered, and then ran after the uh, after this female form of the Lord, and then he completely shedded the semen. And then Prabhupada writes, once this is over, one gets to the normal state. And then Lord Shiva did not got any ashamed because he got defeated by the Lord. So from this we can also learn a lesson. When we are getting defeated by the higher principle, one should be happy. Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Bhagavatam, in Kali Yuga, people want to kill the higher principles of Bhagavatam. He writes these words. This is one of the anardha. Ardha means useful. Anardha means not useful for serving the Lord. So, when somebody presents, based on the scriptures, some higher principle, if one is not able to digest, then that's an anardha. We may not be able to follow. Nobody is asking to follow you. We can follow according to our capacity. Does not mean that not required to follow. One can. This is called swadharma. In the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, Arjuna asked this question. I don't want to do the sinful activities, but as if somebody is forcing. That question Arjuna asks, before that, Krishna says one sloka, swadharma. So, if you perform dharma, what is swadharma? A set of rules and regulations given by God according to your body, mind and surroundings. So the general dharma is there, chant the holy name, take prasadam, serve the Lord in different formats. But by the general dharma itself, one can be under the level of bhajana kriya, but one has to follow certain instructions where one has got specific anardhas. Anardhas are different from an individual person. So at that point of time, one has to choose according to one's particular anardha, a certain set of rules and regulations given by the Vaishnavas. By the by, the term Vaishnava, Prabhupada defines in the first canto, Vaishnava is somebody who understood about science of God both theoretically and practically. He is called Vaishnava. And the Brahmana means somebody who understood about the Lord theoretically. This is the definition given by Prabhupada in the first canto of Bhagavatam. So now we are talking here, Lord Shiva got defeated by the Lord Mohini Murti, and he is not feeling ashamed. So from this we can learn a lesson. Whenever the higher principle is presented, we don't have to feel defeated or angry or anything. If you are not able to follow, at least keep that principle in our mind at one place. After some time it will be useful. And then Lord Shiva offered obeisances to the Lord, and then he started moving swalayam to his abode. He started moving. While moving, he is talking with Bhavani, his wife, and the Lord Shiva is telling, yamma pruchastvam upecha yogad sama sahasranta uparatam vai. My dear Bhavani, you used to ask me, when I used to meditate for thousands of years, you used to ask me on whom you used to meditate. The answer for that question, sayesha sakshat purusha purano na yatra kalo vishate na vedaham. The Lord Shiva is answering of the question asked by his wife, Bhavani, on whom you are meditating when you are doing 1,000 years of tapasya.
स एष साक्षात् पुरुष पुराणो पुरुष पुराणो ही इज दैट बोल्डेस्ट पर्सन नयत्र कालो विशते न वेदः द टाइम विच डिस्ट्रॉयज एवरीवन नयत्र कालो विशते बट दट टाइम cannot touch this personality. Na yatra kalo vishate, it cannot even, has no entrance. That supreme person, the time cannot even touch. What does it mean when the time cannot touch? That means basically there is no birth, death, old age, disease. With the time, the body undergoes these four changes. So in the spiritual world, there is no time, but incidents happens. So right now we cannot even imagine when the time is not there how the things will flow. Anyway, I will not go deeper. It can be actually understood in terms of even materialistic science also. Na vedaha, the Vedas also cannot know it. Krishna says nistraigunyo bhava Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, you have to go beyond the Vedas if you want to understand me. So what does it mean, going beyond the Vedas? So there are two types of methods. One is Vedic method, another one is Bhagavata method. The Vedic process and Bhagavata process. So what is the difference? The Vedic process actually accommodates the conditioned souls in the material world how to live and enjoy the matter. The Vedic knowledge gives you, while you are living in this world, how to enjoy the matter in a dharmic way. How to enjoy sense gratification. Rather than enjoying sense gratification is not a right word. How to fulfill your sense gratification. Because while fulfilling the sense gratification, miseries also will come. Right? If you want to be happy in this material world, first you have to undergo miserable. If you want to have a nice house, you have to work hard to earn the money, like a donkey. And then while building the house, a lot of hardship you have to go. In this material world, unless you taste the misery, you cannot actually experience the happiness. Adi antavanta kaunteya. What is that sloka? Nateshu ramate buddha. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkayonaya yovate. In this material world, if you think that particular thing is going to give happiness, after some time, that particular thing will also bring you misery. If you think that wife will bring you happiness, and after some time, it also brings you misery. Or if you think that, okay, I will not have wife, I will just take brahmacharya. After some time, the senses started beating you because we are not able to go to the experience the higher taste. So after some time, it also give you unhappiness. In all ashramas, it has own advantages and disadvantages. Try to understand this point. There is no need of, you know, trying to, I am great, this ashrama is great, that ashrama is great. Ashrama. Shrama means labor. Ashrama means labor for going back to Vaikuntha. So brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, sannyasi ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama. Ashrama, the shrama is involved, but the shrama is not for fulfilling the sense gratification. This shrama for ashrama meant for to go back to Vaikuntha. The hard labor is there. Even if you want to be like a materialist, you have to, hard labor is there. If you want to go to Vaikuntha also, hard labor is required. But one guarantees the safe position, the ashrama, for the materialistic purpose, it will not guarantee you the safe position. So now, nayatra kalo vishate navedaha. The Vedas also cannot tell you. The Vedic methods can only make sure that the varnashrama methods safely fulfilling the sense gratification. The Bhagavata methods, it says cut off. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmastaranam satam. Vyasadeva says, I have taught all the cheating religion. Please give it up. In all the Puranas, in some Puranas he told Devi as supreme. In some Puranas he told Shiva as supreme. So like that in Tamaguna Rajaguna Puranas presented.
I will come to the, you are all waiting for black money story. I will come because I have to keep the flow. So now, I will not go explaining this. But Prabhupada gives, can we hear Bhagavatam? How to hear Bhagavatam? Prabhupada gives, in first canto, third chapter, 44th sloka, in the purport, yadhaditam yadhamati. The last sloka, in the sloka, the last line is yadhaditam yadhamati. The Suta Goswami says, whatever I heard, exactly I am going to present you that. And in the purport, Prabhupada starts with a sentence, one can see Krishna face to face in the pages of Bhagavatam. He starts with a sentence, one can see Krishna face to face in every page of Bhagavatam. He writes that. And then in the purport he writes, four times he writes that. The same sentence, he writes four times, one can see Krishna face to face in the every page of Bhagavatam. And then he gives a solution, how to see that. He says, the first thing, if you want to hear Bhagavatam, as it is, just like Bhagavad Gita as it is, if you want to hear Bhagavatam as it is, 100% correct version of Bhagavatam. The correct version of Bhagavatam is there in the book Bhagavatam. But we are not able to hear. We are trying to take whatever, putting the filters and trying to take whatever we can understand. If one wants to hear Bhagavatam, one's thinking, feeling, willing should be pure. What does it mean? Thinking, feeling, willing should be pure. That means the subtle body, the mind, intelligence, false ego should be pure. And then once the mind is like a software, the subtle body is like a software, the gross body is like a hardware. If the software problem is there, hardware will not function. Hardware may be wonderful. You may have Intel 64-bit, the recent nanotechnology used processor. Do you know? There is a substance called graphene, which doesn't have any resistance at all. It is 10,000 times more conductive than copper. That is a material recently got a Nobel Prize. And that material everybody is trying to produce. And that same material I am also producing in my company. So, this is the body, the gross body is like hardware. The Prabhupada gives, if you want to hear Bhagavatam, the process correctly, 100% correct way, the thinking, feeling, willing should be pure. If that is pure, then the gross body, the eating, sleeping, defending, mating will be pure. The eating, ahara nidra, bhayamaituna requires for this gross body. When that is pure, then the actions will be pure. So what does it mean? Eating, sleeping, defending, mating is pure. Then only one can get the rapt attention. With rapt attention means with 100% attention. That means Bhagavatam has external meanings and internal meanings. The Bhagavatam has two types of meanings. One is the external meaning, another one is internal meanings. The external meanings deals with how to take care of this gross body and subtle body. The internal meanings deals with the soul, the pastimes of the Lord, the internal energy pastimes of the Lord. So now, I will be talking how to be eating, sleeping, defending, mating is pure. Pure means if you follow how the eating, mating, there is a sastra called Ayurveda will tell you how to eat purely, how to sleep purely, how to protect yourself from the fears purely, how to protect from a mating. When we say ESDM, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Engineering, science, dental, medicine. You understand? If you take eating, sleeping, defending, mating, each first words, ESDM. The material education, engineering, science, dental, medical is all about how to earn money, and money ultimately meant for to fulfill the ahara nidra bhayamaitunas. So if you want your ahara nidra bhayamaituna pure, you use the methods given by God in Ayurveda. Then that's called your eating, sleeping, defending, mating is purely living. So now, here in this pastime, Mohini Murti pastime, there is a theme running, controlling of sex desire. And yesterday we talked about how the sex desire is also related to eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Eating, sleeping, defending, rest of the three factors. Right? Then we also discussed not only eating, how you earn that money for your eating purposes. When you earn that money, if it is not correct methods, your eating will get affected. And we discussed a story which is actually happened in Vrindavan. And Radha Govindaji himself tells. Right? That story we have heard. So now today, let me tell you what I am speaking in what class, what level of people I am intended. See, a devotional service, you have Kanishta practices, and there is a Majjhima practice of bhakti, and there is, I am not telling Uttama Bhakta, Uttama practice of bhakti. So, it's like, to give you a modern idea, school level, college level, university level. Right now I am talking at the university level, the university level of class. So please do not get bewildered if you are in the school level and college level. So if you try to follow the higher principle more than your capacity, you will not be liking. But you have to develop humility. You may, generally when we tell the higher principle, the conditions all thinks that, oh, he wants me to follow that. No, no, no. Just know and keep it in your mind. Store it. And when we talk the lower level principle, the condition soul is not, this fellow is talking, I already know it. So it's very difficult here, different levels of people has been sitting and hearing. It's actually difficult. So I'm just giving a hint to which level of people I'm speaking. So you can decide which level you are. I don't know that. So the people who wants to practice bhakti in Uttama level. Uttama means, tama means ignorance. Uttama means they don't want to be in ignorance. They don't want even to fulfill their bodily needs in ignorant manner. They want to protect their body. This body gives the opportunity to go back to Godhead. Right? That's what the Prahlad Maharaj says, right? Kaumaram acharet pragno dharman bhagavata aniha durlabham manusham janma tadapi adhruvam ardhatham. Tadapi adhruvam ardhatham. Using this body, we can take care of is a property of Krishna. And the property of Krishna has to be taken care of nicely. So now, come to the point. I am going to summarize, because so that we will not lose the track. So we are discussing about how to take care of the sex desire. But I am telling that the sex desire is also correlated with our eating, sleeping, defending. And then we are discussing a point with eating. How we earn money also affects our eating. If we earn our money in illegal ways, it affects ultimately our consciousness. Now let me tell you, if somebody is having eating, sleeping, defending, mating purely, he is not called as devotee, he is called as a human being. Try to understand. You are practicing bhakti with human platform. There are so much is there. To be called as a devotee, so much is there. So, eating, sleeping, defending. Now, I am going to tell you how to earn money. Yesterday, I gave you some few portions of how to earn money. Today, I will be telling you a story from Mahabharata, Vanaparva. What is black money? There is one muni called Agastya Muni. Everybody knows it, right? So this Agastya Muni, he is so absorbed in his tapasya, he forgot to marry. So from this story we can learn a lesson. It's not that we are taking brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means brahmeti iti brahmacharyam prachakshate. That is the original foundational definition. You are so absorbed in serving the Lord, you forgot to marry. It is not that I have to marry or not to marry. That is no sarvavastasu sarvakala. It's not like that is okay. Upon based on this definition, rest of the definitions will hold. The foundational definition is if somebody wants to go for brahmacharya, you forgot because you are so busy in serving the Lord. I will give you a material example. This this Abdul Kalam. So when somebody asked, used to come when we are at IIT Delhi, used to come now and then and used to speak. When somebody asked, why you are not got married, he told, I don't have the time to think about the matter. I did not got the time. So this is the way, even in the festival days, when we fast, we will be looking when the time is getting over, when I will take the prasadam. The fasting actually not that fasting food. Upavasa means that thing which makes you near to the Lord. The meaning of the upavasa. We are, at least that day, we are so absorbed in serving the Lord, either chanting or cooking for the Lord or cleaning for the Lord, arranging things, so absorbed, we forgot eating and drinking. Now, our understanding became a topsy-turvy, opposite. Oh, Krishnashtami is coming. I should fast tomorrow. No prasadam will be there. It's not like that. Krishnashtami is coming. See, there is thinking has a lot of effect. If the software is not correct, the hardware also moves. If the software is corrupted with virus, what is virus in software? Just only making this code, that side and this code, that side. That's all. Your whole computer will not work. Right? At least the computer science-based people can understand what I'm trying to tell you. So anyway, we have to make it when we teach this Bhagavatam. We have to. Sometimes one person told me, if you cannot explain the knowledge that you have got for a 6-year-old boy, that is useless. That means you did not understood. So we have to give the examples where everybody can understand. Now let us come to back to the summary. So 8:28. At what time I can stop? Can I stop? 8:45 I can stop. Or 8:45 I can stop. Okay. So, because you are all involved in marathon, even a little bit that time goes, it's a problem to me also. So, the Agastya Rishi, forgot to marry, but the Pitru Devatas, his ancestors, told him, we are actually suffering in hellish planets. Get married and have a son and do the karmas which will, karmakanda activities which will make us to go to higher planets. So that time, the Agastya Rishi wants to get married. So he went to a king to ask his. But if he wants to get married, he requires money, right? So that money, he thought that, okay, I will go to approach a king and ask charity. And then he went to a king and asked the charity. The king told, my dear Muni, actually, just now, this is an year ending, I tallied what are the income and what are the expenditure. Both are tallied. And whatever the extra money is there, I have given to the welfare activity of the, either spiritual welfare or material welfare of the public. So I don't have anything. So that means, and then he went to the next king, along with this king. That king also told, my dear Muni, actually now it's the end of the year. I made it the income and expenditure. And whatever the rest of the money, when you make income and expenditure, Shri Gaurnitaya ki Shri Radha Rasvihari ki Jai. Whatever the surplus is called, right now, today's language, black money.
and that has to be immediately used for, it should not be even kept with once, used for the welfare activity of either spiritual welfare or material welfare activity of the public. Like that, three kings he met, and every one of them, I don't have any black money. Nobody keeps. At the end of the year, they won't keep. Rest of the money, if it is there, immediately it should be engaged to the welfare activity. In fact, a Brahmin also doesn't keep with him, because if you keep money, it will give you all kinds of things, it will bring you all kinds of bad qualities. Slowly, in the beginning it may be. So now, these kings suggested, there is one king, Ilvala. You might be knowing this king. Traditionally there is a Jirnam Jirnam Vatapi Jirnam Vatapi. When the kids of certain age, like when they are 2 years or 3 years, the mothers, they keep these kids in the swing and then they will sing this song, Jirnam Jirnam Vatapi Jirnam, or something like that. It's a traditional song is there in India. So they went to the king Yelvara. He has got a lot of black money. He did not give charity or public welfare. But this Ilvala has one brother named Vatapi. This Vatapi and Ilvala, they are inimical towards Brahmanas. Why? Because this Ilvala asked a Brahmana, please bless me in such a way that I will get a son who is like Indra. So he did not give the blessing, because the Brahmana knows, this fellow, he gets a son like Indra, he will torture the people. So the Brahmanas, it's not that they are partial. Even if you take the Brahmana like, what is his name, the Mahabharata, what is his name, Ashwadama's father, Dronacharya. So Dronacharya, when he is approached by Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada Maharas, Drishtadyumna is supposed to be born to kill Dronacharya. But he taught him. But whereas when Ekalavya approached, he did not taught. So, what does it mean? Even for his own son, Dronacharya, for Ashwadama, he did not taught Brahmastra. It is because the wife started telling so many things, finally taught. So, it's not that the Brahmanas are partial based on some caste or something like that. Because there is a traditional argument that, you know, Ekalavya is not taught, Dronacharya is partial. We have to see the full story. So, that Ilvala did not got that bone, so they started torturing the Brahmanas. They have a method. The Vatapi, his brother, becomes a goat, and then they cook that goat, cut it, and then cook that goat, and then nicely decorate as a vegetarian thing or something like that. They give to the Brahmanas. Once they eat that meat, and then this Ilvala says some mantra, then this Vatapi, his brother, comes by tearing the stomach and then comes out. That way they are killing the Brahmanas. So he wants to use the same trick with Agastya Muni. So Agastya Muni knew that. So Ilvala, the king Ilvala, he actually called the Vatapi, and then Vatapi turned into a goat, and then he killed that goat and then made a nice kind of thing and then offered to Agastya. Agastya Rishi actually ate the whole meat, and then he said one thing, Vatapi, you jirna, you become digest. So the Ilvala started calling the Vatapi, come out. The Vatapi is not coming. His brother is not coming. So Agastya Muni told, don't worry, he is already digested. He will not come. So the Ilvala got fearful because seeing this Agastya Muni, and then he told, okay, what do you want? So the Agastya Rishi told, whatever the black money you have. What is the black money definition here? At the end of the year, the expenditure and the income, if it is tallied, and whatever the excess money is there, income minus expenditure is equal to some excess money. That excess money, they call it as black money, according to Mahabharata. That money should be immediately used for the welfare activity of the people, either spiritual welfare or material welfare activity of the people. But this fellow is not using, so he has got a lot of black money. So then he doesn't want to give his black money. This is the tendency. You don't want to give if your excess money that much easily. Even if you go and ask these wealthy people, they will give some peanuts. 10 lakhs or 20 lakhs is nothing for them compared to what they have.
But we will be feeling, oh, this fellow is charitable. No, the charitable means he should give the whole black money. Whatever the excess money has, he should be able to give. This is the, if somebody is thinking that I am so charitable, the wealthy people. So if you give, this is the way to give charity. All the black money, whatever the excess money you have at the end of the year, that if you give, then you are really charitable. Otherwise you are not 100% charitable. Just I am telling from this basis. So, of course, it's up to the individual how much they give and all those things. I'm just telling the principle. Because at least if we know the principle, then one day we can come, even if we are not able to come now. That is my whole idea. That is the whole mood of Vedic literature. So then, he doesn't want to give. He told Agastya Rishi, if you tell me what is there in my mind, how much I want to give to you people, exactly if you tell, then I will give. So Agastya Muni went, and along with him three kings went. So Agastya Muni told, you want to give for these kings 10,000 elephants, 10,000 horses, and some 5 golden chariots. And you are thinking to give 10 times of that to me. So then he told, no, you are predicted very well. But no, I did not intend to give the golden chariot for you. So Agastya Muni told, I cannot be wrong, you are lying. So then he got fearful. This fellow digested his brother. So this is the way demons to deal. For the demons, you cannot give compassionate words, will not work. They will lie like anything. They will say, even we are seeing how they are lying, they will lie it. They don't have any fear. The demon's characteristics. They will lie for simple things also, they will lie. This is one of the things. Okay, if your health is, wealth is going, lot of wealth is going, or health is going, lying, okay. Or if you're, for everything, day-to-day life, in business things, if you don't believe me, ask them. Because I have dealt with business-minded students in a real-time way, and helped them to come out of this black money. So I got this level of depth. So then, anyway, he gave the money and went away. So then now, the point is, now the black money means, at the end of the year, if your income minus expenditures is equal to excess money, that excess money is called black money. And there is another definition also, black money, that you, let us say that you are working as a job holder in a particular company or as a government job holder. So you are paid 50,000 rupees. But you don't go to office at 10 o'clock. You go to office at 12 o'clock. And if somebody comes to do the activity, you're pending the work. If you are not doing your duties properly, take the salary, that salary also becomes a black money. Let us, no, whether we follow or not, let us see what the scripture is telling. What is the right standard? There is a saying in nowadays I've seen somewhere, dare to have a dream. Dare to dream. Similarly, dare to know the actual truth. That's what Prabhupada is telling in the Bhagavad Gita 9.12. There are many devotees who assume themselves in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at the heart they maintain atheism. Such kind of people will not be able to even have the dare to know the right thing. Completely, 100% completely right thing. But being ourselves devotees, we should develop this. We already had, I think. When we know the right standard, then we can, one day we can come to that. At least, if you can store in the mind. So now this is the black money definitions, some definitions. There are other definitions also. If you don't pay the taxes, if you own illegal methods, you know, you try to sell your product, you try to sell with kalti. You make, for example, let us say you are selling the oil and you add something else in low quality oil. Those are all comes under the category of illegal ways of earning black money. And do you know, even, anyway, I will not go through because time is over. So I will tell you, to understand the scriptures, Prabhupada books, I myself developed school level that means kanishta level or madhyama level and the uttama level, school level certificate, college level certificate, Prabhupada books, I explained all the way from LKG to PhD level kind of thing. 25 years it takes if you want to understand the Bhagavata knowledge. I am not talking about the Sushka Jnana. When you perform Bhakti, Vasudeve, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Janayatyashu, Vairagyam Cha, Vairagyam, Jnanam Cha Yadahaitukam. This Jnana I am talking about. Generally people think that, okay, what is this, too much Jnani. I am not talking about Jnani speculative thing. I am talking about the Jnana which can make us to develop 100% love for Krishna. That Jnana. Bhagavatam says, if you actually do devotional service, you get this Jnana. That Jnana, I have developed it. In a systematic, each book deals with one question. And it takes time, 25 years. Just like material degrees, you take 25 years to get a PhD. Similarly, 25 years it takes to understand what is actually pure devotion, what about ourselves and all those things. So these are the sample books that developed in different formats. This is for schools I wrote, so that they will not be able to even understand that, thinking that it's not even religion. If you see these diagrams and all those things, they won't even get the idea of the God. But everything is there. Whatever is there in the Prabhupada books. So, this is what I had since my 20 years of service I have. If anybody is interested, you can take advantage of it. And any questions or comments? Yeah, he took the money and went out.
Okay, I mean, anyway, you just personally, I would look forward to more information on the other aspects, which could not be covered because of time and whatever the sleeping and the those things.
I have been pressed with time. Literally, I am under pressure while speaking.
So,
I don't even get this kind of pressure when I teach at university also, because devotee's time. So.
What happened to his marriage?
Anyway, he gets married.
The point is that, like, the essence of the story was that with demons, one has to deal with in a appropriate manner. Is that?
Yeah, according to their level. There is a justice and there is a compassion. They're just, when somebody is in tamoguna, rajoguna levels, you have to do the justice. That means justice means you have to see what are the rights, what are the wrongs, both, and then based on that you take a punishment. Compassion means we don't see whether this fellow is right or wrong. Okay, chodo yaar, you may be whatever you may be. Take holy name, we give shelter and all those things. But if that person can be, opportunity is there, okay, to take, chant and live. But that person should not be given responsible positions. If anybody is going to become, take responsible position, that fellow should be thoroughly, no papa, no punya. In Raghunath Das Goswami says we should be fearful to perform the papa activity or punya. We should not use adharmic methods even in devotion. See, if you take Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is Yudhishthira Maharaj? He's such an honest person. That's why even the Krishna also became his servant. If you see, when honest is the utmost quality required if somebody wants to be pure devotee. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for 100% honest people. If you do dilly-dally kind of things in your preaching or in your... Anyway, paropakara, okay. There are two things. One is external growth of Krishna consciousness. Another one is internal growth. Paropakara, janma sardhakvari. If you want to go back to Vaikuntha, it is internal growth. Not how much buildings you build or how much money you brought. These are going to, okay, these are going to provide facilities to practice the internal growth. So that point has to be understood. Anyway, any other comments? Shall I stop if there is no comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.